You're showing kids maybe a way to communicate, to talk about problems which are there.
Especially this kid, you know, he is so mature, and it is about communication. It's a film about communication. Not only the kids, but the grown-ups as well. But of course, it shows how you can connect to people, how can you communicate with other people. And the film is about many subjects. Someone asked me today, what's your film about? Which is a very difficult question. What's the message of your film? I have so many messages in the film, you know, it's like, it's about autism, and it's about friendship, and it's about family, it's about connections,
cheating,
but so many, many subjects. But I think the very important topic eventually is relationships. Doesn't matter if it's mom or dad, and little boy and the big boy and the young boys, it's about relationships.
It was very great when the younger boy starts a really communication with his older brother, and they find together in the field with the small animals he didn't like at first. How did this work out? Was it already planned this way, or was it just because they are great acting? Or,
well, the animal is a metaphor for Noach with the animals. So it's it was planned, and they had to deal with those creatures, and it wasn't so easy because it's ugly, it's slimy, it's you know. So, but they did tests, and a lot of times we took plastic small animals, and it helped for them, you know. It wasn't real a lot of times.
What I mean is really, it was so great when they started, it works in the movie, when they start communicating, when you see, okay, he didn't accept him, he doesn't want him, but now he's sure, okay, it's my responsibility, I have to do something, and I can communicate to him, and he finds and has some joy in it as well. So.
Yeah, I mean, you're right, they cannot talk, obviously, they cannot talk. So he finds this ant or this lizard or this whatever to communicate with him through animals, because he see that the autistic brother collecting small animals. And this is a wonderful way of communicating, you know. You can communicate with music, you can communicate with sport, and a lot of stuff, but animals is something that you can relate to. And when I was a child, I liked to play with the ants and with the little bugs. And sometimes it gathers you together, so it's like, it helps.
What are your two main actors going to do next? Is there another movie?
Well, the autistic actor,
well-known actor,
is doing now a series in Kathmandu. It's about a religious group of people from Israel that go to India to make Israelis be religious. To make them, you know, to persuade them to. And the little boy is still in school. So he's a high school. But I'm sure he will have. The film is out in Israel in the beginning of March. I'm sure the boy is going to have a lot of offers. Going to be in 35 cinemas all over Israel. Billboards, campaigns, you know, and we have also teaser.
On TV?
In billboards, in the streets. You know, in Israel we don't have rain. We don't have floods so much. So it says at the beginning of March, there will be flood all over the states.
Okay. That's great. That's great. And the movie's finished now. You're at the Berlinale. You're going to open in Israel as well in March. And what's your next movie?
Okay, my next movie called Son of God. Son of God. It's about a road trip between father and son into Poland. The son is a rapper, a Hasidic rapper. You know Matisyahu?
Huh?
Matisyahu.
No, I've heard about it.
Hasidic rapper, he has a beard. He's like rapping and doing rap. And his father is a Holocaust survivor. And they're doing this trip to find the man who saved the life of the grandfather. The only problem is that the father and son, they didn't talk for 10 years. And they now trying to find themselves.
Oh, great.
That's the story.
Okay. And it's going to be on the film festival next year.
I will send it. I hope it will accept it. But this time it's not a generation.
Okay.
It's not a kids movie.